A former office manager in a University of Minnesota academic counseling office told the Pioneer Press she wrote hundreds of assignments, including research papers and take-home tests, for U of M basketball players between 1993 and 98. If the allegations are true, they would be violations of U of M and NCAA rules and would be a blow to the integrity of the university's men's basketball program. Yesterday, University President Mark Udoff cut short a trip to Florida to investigate the charges. He says they strike at the heart of the school's academic mission.
We don't want plagiarism, and we don't want cheating and people substituting for one another and taking credit for something they didn't do. Now, that's a very, very serious matter, and will involve our provost office as well.
Former U of M staff member Jan Gengelhoff reportedly supplied the Pioneer Press with computer files of many of the assignments she says she wrote for basketball players. At the time, the academic counselor assigned to men's basketball reported directly to basketball coach Clem Haskins rather than the head of academic counseling. University President Udoff says he was unaware of that arrangement, unique in the university's athletic program. Some former U of M players were quoted confirming Gengelhoff's accounts. Two players reportedly denied the charges. Udoff says it's too early to judge the veracity of the allegations.
I think we shouldn't jump to conclusions. There's a First Amendment. It's the duty of the media to report the stories, to find them out, to hold us accountable. But there are some other parts of the Bill of Rights, and we're going to give everyone due process and do it as expeditiously as possible.
The basketball team is currently in Seattle, where it will play in the first round of the NCAA championship later today. Udoff says the timing of the article, the day before the tournament begins, was unfortunate.
I'm not thrilled with the timing, but I accept these things at face value. I'm not going to question the credibility or the motivations of the people at the Pioneer Press.
Governor Jesse Ventura, however, was not above questioning the paper, calling the article's timing despicable.
They felt the need to release this story the day before the NCAA tournament. It couldn't have waited until after. It's just another example of sensational journalism, that their needs are more important than anyone else's, and the fact to get that story out there so that they could take the pleasure of these young people who have worked so hard to get to that tournament and somehow try to spoil it for them.
Pioneer Press editor Walker Lundy says the paper worked on the story for 3 months but conducted key interviews late last week. Lundy says the paper got a response from the U of M on Tuesday and printed the story on Wednesday without regard to the tournament.
I think the governor was suggesting somehow that we hold the story, I'm not sure what, until after the Gophers lost or whatever, but we're not in the business of holding news. We're in the business of when we get news and it's ready to go, publishing.
Lundy says the nature of the story makes it sensational. He wishes, however, Governor Ventura had addressed the issues raised in the piece rather than the timing of publication.
I'd have felt better if the governor had found time in his statement to say that he thought people doing other people's homework was a bad idea, but he really never got around to talking about that.
Controversy has dogged the U of M's basketball team before. In 1986, three players were charged with sexually assaulting a University of Wisconsin student in a hotel room in Madison, Wisconsin after a game. The players were acquitted after a high-profile trial. When Coach Haskins was hired, he was hailed as someone with the integrity to repair the image of the basketball program. Around the country, academic scandals involving college students are not uncommon. Joe Nathan, director of the Center for School Change at the University's Humphrey Institute, says it's time to reorganize the way major college sports are run. Nathan emphasized he spoke as a private citizen, not on behalf of the university. He says NCAA eligibility rules for student athletes are ignored in many quarters.
I think we are caught in a system that is a very badly designed system, and I'm not defending what allegedly happened, but I'm saying that as I have studied the NC2A over the last 5 years, I can assure you that newspapers and radio stations and television stations all over the United States have found other examples of very bad abuses within particularly football and basketball, which are the two highest profile, highest revenue sports.
Nathan says major college sports would be less hypocritical if athletes were paid and had the opportunity to attend classes but were not required to do so. I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.